How we shape and condition our bodies is important to how we feel emotionally and physically, and we put a lot of emphasis on exercise and diet to look the best we can. But are we paying as much attention to what we put in our bodies to achieve optimal health? My next guest says that our bodies could be toxic time bombs. Welcome to today's show, Dr. Soo-Yoon Ahn, an expert on regenerative medicine and co-author of Demystifying Stem Cells, a real-life approach to regenerative medicine. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me, Joe.
We're very interested in sort of getting healthy from the inside out. And you talk a lot about the detoxing and detox process. What are toxins and how do they impact our bodies and overall health?
What are toxins? Some of the most common toxic agents that's available in our environment is known carcinogen, meaning that they're known to cause cancers. So just because you may be getting a smaller amount doesn't mean that, doesn't make it okay, right? And I think the last Environment Protection Agency's report said that average American is exposed to over 2,000 chemicals every week in this country. So I always tell the patients the need for detox, unless you've been living in a bubble, eating nothing but organic food and drinking natural spring water, I think everyone in this country could use some form of detox.
And what kinds of foods typically would we be consuming that might have more toxins than we care to have?
Well, I always tell the patients to shop around the perimeter of the grocery store, because towards inside of the store, everything is packaged in plastics and processed. So trying to eat organic as much as you can. And conventional produce are covered in pesticides and waxes that really doesn't belong in human body. So, and as far as the meat goes as well, too, but there are a lot of co-ops and farmers market that provides cows and chickens that were grown organically without pesticide and chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Now, we hear people all the time talk about this sort of fad terms, like I'm detoxing this weekend, like a once a year kind of thing, or every other month or something. But you say being healthy on the inside is a year-round commitment, right?
Absolutely. And about the weekend detoxing, right? I always tell the patients, don't get crazy buying all the supplements and packages and stuff like that, because there are simple ways to detox your body without having to go to extreme or spend money or, go on a 5-day fast detox kind of thing. Mm. And those things include things like simply drinking a lot of water, right? A lot of people don't realize that hydration is a very effective way of detoxing. Mm-hmm. Having a good bowel movement every day, right? Because you don't want to be carrying around that junk in your body if you don't have a good bowel movement. I always tell the patients to stop putting junk in your body to start with. So before you start, some kind of detox program or spend all this money on supplement or kit, I always tell the patient, let's start from changing your life, the small things, and that is eating as much organic produce, vegetables and meat, and, not eating out so much, or, if you are a consumer of fast food, replace that with a home-cooked meal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, our bodies have the natural ability to combat toxins, the liver, the kidneys, digestive system, our skin and lungs. So if the body can naturally combat that, is detoxing still a good practice?
I believe so, because we're being bombarded by these toxins so much that your livers and kidneys, your organs can only handle so much, mm-hmm. right? And that's why we're seeing, the war on cancer is, I think, failing. We're having more cancer cases every year. So I do believe that you should be detoxing in one way or another instead of just, hoping that your kidney and livers are doing its job, because they're being bombarded. Mm-hmm. And that's why everybody's so tired. 80% of Americans are overweight, because toxicity and fat, they go hand in hand. Or when you're exposed to all these toxins, they tend to get stored in the fat tissues. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes weight loss so difficult as well, too.
Now, let's give folks some practical advice on how to get started for someone who's never gone through a detoxing exercise or even planned out meals that have reduced toxins. What's an easy way to get started?
Easy way to get started is, as I mentioned earlier, change your lifestyle in a way that stop putting junk in your body, first of all. I think a lot of people don't also realize that prescription medicine or even over-the-counter medicine is actually a very big source of toxicity. A lot of them are toxic to your body. Mm-hmm. So consult a medical provider or a doctor who, if you're taking multiple medicine, see if you can eliminate some of them. And a lot of pain medicine could not even be really helping you either. Some of the other ways, my favorite detoxing is actually sweating. And you can sweat from intense exercise. Or I have one of those personal infrared sauna unit at home. And there are some toxins that your body cannot get rid of unless you're sweating. So one big example is a substance called BPA. And it is a part of plastics. So consider how much plastics we're exposed to in forms of bottled waters. And if you go to your kitchen and open a refrigerator, and if you have a lot of your food stored in a plastic container, over a period of time being washed in a hot dishwasher, they could be a source of this BPA that slowly leaches in your body, which you ultimately end up consuming.
Wow. Yeah, that's important to know. Another way is probably not my favorite way, limiting alcohol.
Yes.
Is that on the list?
I am 100% with you, Joe. And a lot of people probably don't want to hear it. We read so many about how a glass of wine is good for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize a lot of these studies are sponsored by alcohol industry. And especially there's been a big campaign by the alcohol industry to market alcohol to women.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many studies that suggest that breast cancer is very closely tied to alcohol consumption in female. So I'm not a fan of, 100% abstinence. I think alcohol could be a good thing if you learn to use it almost like a medicine.
Okay.
So, for example, a mix of whiskey with some lemon and honey actually used to be recommended for common cold and flu symptoms, mm-hmm. even to children back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what's called the microdosing with alcohol, right? Some people that have vascular problem or, small of a heart problem, it could actually be a very good thing to microdose yourself with alcohol to help with promote circulation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people down a big glass of wine over dinner saying a glass of wine is good for you. But again, if you read the study, it's no more than 4 ounces. And that's a very small amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I use it as medication, but unfortunately,
yes.
It's like every day is the I need the medicine.
Yeah.
One of the things that I am in favor of is focusing on getting more and better sleep. I read that it allows the brain to reorganize and recharge itself, and in doing so helps remove toxic waste. Is that true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. And the study is just mounting every day, the relationship between lack of sleep and many brain disorders such as depressions, age-related memory problem, Parkinson's, and even MS. And it is absolutely true, the way that our body heals and rejuvenates itself is really during the sleep, and that is especially the case for our brain as well. So good night's sleep, super important, and some supplements that I could suggest for better nights of sleep is things like magnesium. I think most adults that we test in our office are walking around with magnesium deficiency.
Hmm.
And magnesium helps tremendously with sleep. And it also helps the body improve the insulin sensitivity as well, too. So magnesium is an excellent supplement, not just for sleep, but also for diabetes prevention of it, or if someone is currently diabetic. Melatonin. There are some doctors who, I know most melatonin supplement contains about 3 to 5 milligrams, but melatonin can be quite beneficial even at a higher dose. So melatonin is produced by every cell in our body, really, not just the pineal gland. And there are a lot of studies that suggest that being exposed to Wi-Fi and the EMF field actually reduces our body's melatonin amount.
Wow.
And that may be why so many people are suffering from sleep problems.
Hmm. Wow. That's good information. That's interesting information. So we talked about things that we shouldn't put in our bodies. Let's talk a little bit about what we should. I read that eating antioxidant-rich foods like nuts, fruits, berries, and vegetables are all good for us. You believe in really focusing on foods that grow from the ground, right?
Absolutely. You mentioned nuts, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to warn a little bit about nuts because it could. A lot of people are very sensitive to nuts, and we're not talking about allergy or severe food allergy, but a lot of nut products have a very high fungus contamination as well, too.
Wow.
And nuts tend to depress your thyroid functions, too. So I would say be careful with nuts. And as I mentioned earlier, make sure all these things that you're putting in are organic and grown without pesticides as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other herbs that I like is milk thistle. Very, very potent liver detoxing herb known in Chinese medicine, and just drinking warm lemon water in an empty stomach in the morning could also be a very powerful detoxing agent as well.
Wow, this is all great information. I want to thank you for joining us and letting us know all about it and giving us something to think about and chew on, so to speak.
Thank you very much.